Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And after the things that we've seen this week, past week in our country, and things that are going on in our world, Jesus Christ gives us this simple command, and it is a command because he tells us to do it in remembrance of him, because it shows the Lord death till he come. And I say, Lord, come quickly. He wants us to take communion because, one, it reminds us of him, and it encourages us of his return. Praise God. I love this. And then I want to get to the next part. Here we go. The next thing is verse 27. And we're almost done, and we'll take communion here shortly. Verse 27, it says, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." Verse 28, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." See, I'm telling you, when we come to the table, it is a solemn thing and humbling thing that we come correct. It's just like if you go to the table, you're going to wash your hands first. Well, same idea going on here. We know that he's already paid our penalty for our sins, but when we come to the table, we need to make sure that we are clean before him. Because if we come to the table unworthily, listen to what it says, verse 30. It says, "For this cause, many are weak, sickly among you, and many sleep." I just wonder how many Christians are out there coming to God's table, or if they even come to the table, they're living this defeated life, they're weak, they're on the sideline, Satan has them in a corner and won't come out, and many even are physically sick because they did not discern the Lord's body. I'm guaranteeing you that what this means is that you have gotten into some things that God told you not to get into, and then you come to the table, and like the Bible says, you drink of damnation to yourself. And then it says, many sleep. Many have died because they have came to the table incorrect. They have came to the table dirty and filthy and not clean. And as you know, even in the Old Testament, when God tells you not to do something, you don't do it. Many of times he smoked those guys right on the spot. But I'm telling you, when God tells us to do something, we need to do it. Now let's keep going on. Verse 31, and we're almost done. It says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." So many a times people say, "Hey, I don't take communion because something's not right. I want to come correct to the Lord." You know, that sounds great. But he has offered the table to you. So what you're simply saying is that I'm in my sin and I want to enjoy it. I'm not going to do what you say by coming to the table, because I'm not going to judge myself. I'm not going to come to the table because I'm not ready. Well, here's what he says. Here's what he says. Verse 28. I want you to go back to 28 because you might have missed it. It says, "But let a man examine himself." So this communion thing, I'm telling you, we ought to do it even more, because it's a great time of examining where we are. If you can't come to the table of God because you're dirty, you have a problem. I want you to think about that. He says in 28, "But let a man..."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.